Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to another episode of Semi-Organized Chaos. I'm Keisha Pettit.
I'm Simon Baggs.
Hey, you got it this
Mate,
day.
I did. I was waiting for you. I was looking at you going, okay, this is my time. This is my
ready,
time.
Like, yeah. Geared up, ready to say my name. On this podcast. Standards are high here. On this podcast, we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Coming up today, we're talking, is the McChicken the middle child of burgers? Dating activities? Can fictional characters have star signs? Wee breaks at the movies? And, of course, the world's weirdest news.
Let's get into the chaos.
Did you watch Avatar, the first one?
No, but it was meant to be one of, like, the biggest movies of all time, right?
Up there, yeah. James Cameron, he's the director. Now, he has come out and said that he hates audiences. I mean, this, first of all, you're a director, don't say that. But he says he hates audiences whinging about movie run times and encourages pee breaks during Avatar 2.
Pee breaks?
Now, yeah, because you know Avatar, the first one, it goes for like 3 hours, and I'm guessing the second one's going to be a long one as well.
Oh, so he's kind of preemptively saying,
don't whinge about it being a long movie. Go to a long movie and just enjoy it. I put a lot of effort into it. I think it takes like 10 years to put an Avatar together.
Oh, does it?
Well, the first one did. I don't know if it took 10 years to do. Oh, yeah, actually, it would be about 10 years since the last one. So he puts in all this effort.
Which I totally get and respect.
And he's saying, I know, guys, you watch TikTok for like, you know, 30 seconds and, you know, someone's whacked that together with.
I don't know, you've all got unmedicated ADHD now.
But can you sit the fuck down and watch my 3-hour movie? Because I've put some effort into it.
Which is fine. I agree with that. But he's saying take pee breaks. Well, then, mate, are you going to indicate when intermission is?
Well, maybe they need to do that.
I would actually agree with that.
I think it's weird, though.
Potential solution.
Can I just say, think about this, right? Because the movie scenario is a lot of first date scenarios, right? So you're sitting on the first date and then, the movie just stops and it goes, it's wee time, everyone. And then you and your hot date get up and go, I'm just going to go to the toilet and it's wee. Yeah, no, not hot.
No, I'm all for it. What is your other options? You've got to, you know, when you're trying to time the toilet break and like there's a lot of mental calculations that go on there. Like you're watching the movie and you've got a scene coming and you never know, especially if it's a movie that's got twists and turns in it. You never know whether, you know, that 4 or 5 minutes that you're going to take to exit the cinema, is that going to be the part that you miss the best part of the movie?
Oh, you're saying that they just need to keep the movie rolling and everyone should just take wee breaks and there's, you know, just miss chunks of the movie.
Well, I'm saying that that's what happens right now and that's what he's saying, like just take a pee break. Well, yeah, like how do I know when?
Are you going to give us a discount?
I reckon maybe you should indicate, like maybe we could have like a traffic light system. Red, this is a very important part of the movie. If you miss this bit, you're going to miss critical parts of the theme or the plot.
Yellow, yeah.
Don't. Yellow, a little bit. Green, this part's pretty shitty. We were going to cut it, but we decided not to because we thought we'd give you the pee break.
So it could be like red sex scene, guys. You don't want to miss this, right? Yellow, it's just a bit of pashing, not real. Like you only might see a bit of tongue, that's about all. And green, fucking nothing's happening. This is just like a montage of highlights that they've had in their life.
Just having a cup of tea with grandma, talking about life.
Yeah,
I think that that's the best solution that you could go for.
I tell you what would be really scary, if you see a scene where grandma's having a cup of tea and then red comes on, you're like, fucking what the hell is about to happen?
Grandma, keep your clothes on.
Fuck yeah. And everyone's just sitting there like, what's she about to get up to? Don't go to the toilet, guys. She's about to get kinky.
What's your thoughts on, like, if you're going on a date with someone and you chose...
Well, I'm married now, but when I was dating. I still date now, obviously. I take my wife
totally,
out.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Totally. Instead of doing like the whole, oh, let's grab a drink, let's grab a coffee, what's your opinion on let's do an activity?
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jet skiing, mate.
Jet skiing?
Yeah. I mean, not in this weather with the rain and stuff like that, but I mean, if it's nice
that would
and hot.
Be horrid.
And think about it in Bali or somewhere like that. Would you rather just sit around a bar, a pool bar, and drink all day, or would you rather go out jet skiing?
Frankly, to be completely honest with you, both of those options with the weather that we've had at the moment sound desirable. But last week I went on what I would call an activity date. I feel like I used to go on these when I was younger, and I don't know when that shifted into like more what I would put in Air Bunnies as typical dates, being like, oh, let's go grab a meal, let's go grab a drink, like whatever it might be. Mm. But I had the best time. I really like sport. Like I like to watch sport. I play a bit of sport now, mostly because I think it's more enjoyable than going to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean by that? I think the gym can get super boring and I much prefer to get exercise like in a group scenario. Mm. Anyway, so he suggested tennis. And I was like, either he's really good at tennis and he's going to like show me up.
Sure.
Or he's super bad and doesn't care.
Now, what's hotter? Because I imagine if a guy asks you out on a date and he's bad at tennis and you start smashing it around the park, right? Mm-hmm. He starts screaming when the balls come at him and stuff like that. That can't be hot.
Nah, not hot. I actually had this chat with my housemate Spencer before I left because he was like, is he any good at tennis? Like the first question he said was, is he a professional tennis player?
Yes.
And I was like, no, that would be very intimidating.
Yep.
But he was like, is he any good? And I was like, look, I don't know. And he said, are you any good?
Mm.
And I said, oh, look, I used to play when I was in high school, like, you know, had lessons and stuff. Like I can have a rally.
Yeah.
And that's all I want.
Yep.
I just want the conversation to go with the choo-choo of
also,
the ball.
Very hard way to have a conversation over a date as well, because it's not like you're close to each other. You're at least a good 30 meters away from each other. So what you're hitting and you're like, so do you like the colour red? I don't know. Like,
is that what you used to ask?
I don't know. No, but like you're trying to get to know each other, right?
What's your favourite food?
Yeah. No, it was just do you like tacos? Old El Paso? Like, what the fuck? Too hard.
It was really easy to have a conversation.
Was it?
Because I think that the pressure wasn't there. But back to being, like, whether he was any good at tennis or not, I did think in my head, if he's worse than me.
Not hot.
I'm probably going to be a bit turned off of it.
Yeah.
Lucky for us, he was better than me on the tennis court, but only, like, by an amount that would be acceptable.
Okay.
It wasn't like he absolutely dominated me on the court. So it was enjoyable. But I think that I think activity dates are where I'm headed now.
Mm.
I think I'm saying goodbye to the drink dinner situation. And I think I'm going to, you know, what are other activities that you think I should be adding to the list?
Well, like sporting activities. Do they have to be sporting or can they be like go to the library?
that would be fucking boring.
Think of, all right, I've got an idea. Picture this. National Library. Like, you know how those places are really, the architecture is beautiful. You walk in there, high ceilings, very, very quiet, nice little lamps all over the tables everywhere, people reading, right?
Yeah, but you can't really have much conversation.
Doesn't matter.
Like, the point is that you're supposed to.
Yeah, but you can be like, and you can like walk around and just have a look and like point at things and be like, oh, look at that. And, you know, like, oh, look at him and look at her and all kind of thing, right?
Look, I think if someone said to me, hey, I want to take you on a date, we're going to go to the National Library.
Sounds lame. Does. It's a free art museum in a way.
I don't know if an art museum would be up my alley either. But I think that that's because I'm not a very arty person. I think some people would really enjoy that.
Oh, I love it.
One time I went to an art museum and I looked at a white canvas that I thought, oh, they must be getting someone in to come and paint it live. Now that was it. The thing was called imagination. And I was like,
I don't have one.
That's the laziest.
I guess it's the most boring painting ever.
The laziest fucking artwork I've ever seen in my life. Am I supposed to take acid before I look at this?
No.
I was like, well, sorry, that is not art. That's a blank canvas that you've got from the Reject
You know
shop.
What that is? That's a genius move. Someone like, you know, who has no artistic ability just went, you know, I'm just going to whack that up there and just go.
I reckon it was kind of like, you know, when you used to have an assignment and you would leave it to like the deadline. And then something would happen, like your computer would crash or you, like something terrible would happen. You didn't save it properly and you lost it all.
Yep.
And you just had to turn something in. Mm. I reckon that's what happened.
Yeah.
I reckon that they've had a pet
that
has come and ruined their artwork.
There it is.
And they've gone.
Imagination.
That was the plan the whole time.
Yeah. I reckon another good date for you would be to go to a music shop.
Why?
Well, think of the things that are in there, right? You got keyboards, drum kits, just stuff, trumpets.
What happens if they're not musical?
You're going to find out, aren't you?
So I'm just going to go because I play the keys for anyone who's got, yeah, for context, there's a keyboard right next to
it. So therefore, it gives you the opportunity on your first date to sit down, right, and kind of show a bit of skill off there.
I'm not going to be that wanker who sits down and but is also, like, oh my God, watch me play the piano.
No, you don't, but he obviously is going to ask at some point, can you do it? Can you play something, right? And then you sit down, you're like, a bit of, what's the, you know,
bit of Alicia Keys? You got to do that bit, mate. Right here.
Heart and Soul, guys. One of the greatest songs ever. Yeah, so you bust that out, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, you need to know I can play the drums. And then all of a sudden you see him on the drums and you're like, oh, you're having a bit of fun. You're doing anything.
That actually would be a bit of a vibe.
But also, if you're both shit at all instruments, it's also really funny.
Not for the people who work there.
No, but it's very funny.
Okay, actually, you know what? I'm going to take that on board.
Do weird shit. Just do weird shit. Do weird random things like that. So it'll make it more memorable. Like, not weird. Like, just strange kind of like your national libraries or your
but also like
music shops.
Cool experiences too. Like, you're not really going to remember every date you've ever been on in your life, and maybe I'm just giving a bit too much context as to how many dates I've been on. I'm not going to remember a dinner here or there. I'm not going to remember going for a drink here or there. What I would remember is something random, like going to the driving range.
Right, yeah.
Which and is just, one that I'm doing this week.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, you know what I love? Every week that I come around here, like this week there's a tennis racket here, right? I just love that next week I'll be here. There'll be golf clubs here. It's like next week it'll be like fucking a
badminton. They're already downstairs.
Yeah. So Yulia injured her hand and we had to go to the emergency this morning, actually, before we're doing this podcast. And so that's why I'm late today. Sorry about that, mate.
I was going to be like, is she okay? But I mean, no, obviously I know the answer to that.
Well, I'm here now, right? No, I'm just a shitty husband, mate.
She's still there, dying.
Yeah, and I've just got to get the podcast done. You know, the
priorities, okay? Yeah. This is where my commitment
is. It's got to be out at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Anyway, look, we're just sitting in the waiting room. And you know how usually when you're sitting in the waiting room, you sit there for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
We started at 9 o'clock this morning. So Yulia's just going through her phone. I'm going through my phone. And then she, out of nowhere, goes, hey, what star sign are you? And I'm like, babe, we've been married for like 3 or 4 years now. You should know that. And she's like, yeah, I know the Russian version because she's Russian.
Wait, they have different versions in Russia?
A different name, I guess.
Oh, just different names for them. Okay.
And she goes, which one are you?
I thought it was like the alphabet. And I was like, we get a whole different set.
Yeah, no. She goes, oh, you're the scales, aren't you? And I said, yeah, Libra. She's like, oh, Libra. Anyway, and then she goes, did you know, right? I'm not even interested in star signs, but she just starts busting this out. She goes, did you know that you've got the same star sign as Marge Simpson, right? And I'm like, fucking who cares? And then she starts listing off other people like Carrie Bradshaw, Ross Geller from Friends, and I'm like, and I'm sitting there thinking, how the fuck do you even come up with the star sign for that person? Because they're a fictional fucking character.
That's what I'm
And why are we even
about.
Having this conversation now? Because now I'm thinking about like the fact that, you know, I've got the same personality as Carrie Bradshaw.
I think you'd be more concerned about having the same one as Ross Geller. He's the worst.
He's a scientist, mate.
Yeah, but he's very annoying. Maybe this does make sense.
Maybe she was Maybe trying to tell me something. And my voice sounds like Marge Simpson.
Marge is probably the most annoying of all of the Simpsons.
And Carrie Bradshaw.
She's probably second most annoying, I reckon.
Who's the most annoying?
Charlotte. Oh, she was definitely the most annoying. Yeah. I think that with the whole star sign, I mean, I don't really know much about star signs. I know the one that I am. And whenever I talk to people who know a lot about star signs, truthfully, they guess it like 9 times out of 10. So I must be very typical.
Scorpio.
I'm a Leo.
Leo. Classic. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know what you're up to.
When you said that you were the balancing scales one, I was like, ain't nothing balanced about this.
No, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be balanced.
Doesn't it? Isn't that what it's supposed to mean?
Well, it's the scales, right? But if you look at the scales, they're out of whack.
Ah.
So you either there's people that are like in line and they're always straighty 180 down. Like they've got everything sorted. Or there's people like me who are just like the Chaos. Scales are just always out of whack.
What are they like? Do you know the personality traits of a normal Libra? Have you ever looked those up?
Libra personality traits.
Yeah, do a little live Google.
Yep. All right.
See if you identify with them.
Librarians or Librans. extroverted. Okay, I guess I'd be that.
Tick.
But I'm not actually. I'm introverted extrovert. You know, like when I go home after the podcast.
Yeah, you are a bit of a turtle.
Yeah. Hate being around people.
Mm.
But then, you know, get me to. If there's money involved, get me to talk. I'll do it, you know.
Everyone's got a price.
Yeah. I'm cozy. You know, you'd know that.
After what?
Well, you know, I'm cozy, like a bear,
like a teddy bear,
right?
Okay, sure. The way you said that sounded a little obscure. moving on.
Well, you know, every time I give you a hug, because I give you hugs like all the time.
Yeah, heaps.
And you like, and you know how you love it because you're always like, oh, more hugs, mate.
That is not. Like, get the fuck off me.
Okay.
Well, okay. Any other personality traits?
Friendly people. I'm friendly, apparently. I am fucking friendly.
Okay, I can edit that bit of me responding out. Sorry. My apologies.
Like the scales that symbolize the sign, are often concerned with attaining balance, harmony. Yes, that's very much like me. Peace. Justice in the world.
Justice.
I'm Batman. Yeah. That's right.
You're the social justice warrior we've all been asking for.
Okay, actually, I think this is where I'd say this is more me, right? Frankness, persuasion.
Yes.
Anyway, look, don't know how I became like Marge Simpson.
Do you, well, I mean, I think this really all comes back to the fact that when you're in the waiting room, the shit that you get up to in that
picture. Because you're that bored.
Do you know what's the one thing that just, I went to the hospital most recently to take a friend there. She was really unwell.
Mm.
And the one thing I regretted not packing was a phone charger.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're there for so long. Yep. And I was like, fuck, what? Like, what do you do if your phone runs out of battery? You just got to sit there?
Well, because you know how I've just joined TikTok for the Semi-Organized Chaos TikTok channel.
Oh, yeah,
channel.
You can actually follow us on TikTok if you want.
And I want us to do these dances that you keep
refusing. We're not doing the dance. Can everyone actually play? Okay, we need to have this conversation mic.
I reckon.
They're so cringe. Mate, so cringe. Nothing is going to scream that you're an older millennial.
Mate, there's 17-year-old girls that are doing this, and I reckon we would look hot as hell. We're going to get torches, remember? Here's the thing.
What are the torches for? We're not getting
Have you not seen that video that I sent you with the girls in the mirror?
No, I didn't look at it.
You didn't look at it?
No, I don't. We're not doing TikTok dances.
Far out.
Just going to look like losers in the older millennial category. You're an older millennial. I'm a young millennial. But we're going to look like losers doing little TikTok dances because, like, neither of us have a huge amount of rhythm.
Speak for yourself. When Flow Rider Apple Bottom Jeans comes on, I absolutely kill it, especially in the low, 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 low bit. You watch me get down.
You have a slut dropper?
I used to be, yeah. My knees give out on me now, though. Libra versus who? No, Libra and Leo, which is you.
Mm.
Friendship compatibility.
Is that a thing?
Leo and Libra are capable of being good friends as long as they don't let their differences and arguments get the best of them.
You're making this shit up. Are you serious?
Come over here.
That's actually what it says.
Get up out of your chair for a second. No, because I can't be. I'm too old. And then come over here. You can keep talking. Okay.
And my cords
take your headphones off. Take your headphones off, mate.
Okay. Leo and Libra are capable of being good friends as long as they don't let their differences and arguments get the best of them.
Fucking boom, mate.
Oh, I don't like the next sentence.
What does it say? Leo's? Oh, wow. Leo's like to dominate. Mate, I agree. This is you. Leo's like to dominate and be the centre of attention. But, oh, God, okay. Fucking look at her eyes. And Libras.
Go on.
Libras as Libras as people pleasers. Oh, well, let them have their way as long as it keeps the peace.
People please. You think you identify as a people pleaser?
I feel like Google is never incorrect.
Did you get into Wikipedia and change that before you got here?
Mate, that comes from thethoughtcatalog.com.
Oh, you know, the most reliable and valid of information sources.
Mate, I didn't change anything. That is amazing for me today, actually. I have to be really honest with everybody listening because we have needed that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
On this podcast, we cover pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Coming out hot today, call to tighten New Zealand law that allows public pooing if no one is watching. That is from The Guardian.
Now, I'm going to have to ask you, have you ever had to public poo?
Yeah, this is not a good story. This is like a bit grim.
Didn't expect you to say this, but okay.
Please one share. Time when I was in Egypt.
Oh, God, okay. Not in Tutankhamun's bloody...
No. Okay. It's actually worse than that. So we're in Egypt, and if you don't know, Egypt's a third world country, and you can typically get food situations similar to like what you get in Bali, or like, you know how you just, your stomach's not used to the particular pathogens that they've got going on around there, right? So you can get a pretty upset stomach.
Sure. It's like the Egyptian version of Bali belly.
Yeah, they call it Egypt belly. It's a real thing.
Okay, great.
So we're in
original. But whatever the country is, just put belly on the end of it.
But we were in Egypt and we had decided to stay on this thing called a felucca, which is a traditional Egyptian boat. So it's like just literally a boat hull with a plank of wood on the top.
Mm.
No bedrooms, no bathrooms, literally nothing. It is just that. So we were staying on that for multiple nights.
Mm.
And my luck was that I would get Egypt belly while we were doing that. So unfortunately for me, I got Egypt belly while we were staying on this boat thing. Oh. And it used to dock into certain parts of the Nile River. And like it was like the Sahara, literally the Sahara Desert, where you'd have to try and find a tree. It was just horrible. I recommend it to anyone. It was just Egypt's great. Go to Egypt.
Well, it's funny that you did it on a boat. I also did it on a boat.
Did you?
Yeah, on a ferry between Koh Samui and Koh Lipi Island.
Did you get Thai belly?
Yeah, I guess so. Thai belly. I don't think they call it Thai belly, but whatever it is.
We can call it that.
Yeah, we'll call it Thai belly. Had to use the little, you know how you got the Sydney ferries?
Yes.
And then it's just like a little shitty toilet at the back. Which is barely not even a toilet. It's just like this
little
room.
Do they still have those doors that can open
if
you press the wrong button?
Yeah.
Have you been on the train and had that happen?
Automatic door.
Yeah.
Then you're halfway through it. Shut up! Yeah, so that was that trip. That was what, maybe 7 years ago now? Yeah.
Well, these ones, they're talking specifically in this about going like outside. So like public as in...
Oh, like bushwalking.
Apparently in New Zealand, the laws right now are that it is an offence to defecate or urinate in a public space other than a lavatory unless you have reasonable grounds to believe that you're not being watched, which is pretty weird. So like what I'm assuming that they've put that little loophole in there for is if you're like camping and you need to... You know, go
dig
in
a
nature.
Hole. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't
it? I mean,
it?
Yeah, so the Camping Association, they want to crack down on it and they want to make sure that everyone is burying their poop and that it's at least 50 metres away from the closest waterway.
And no one's watching.
And no one's watching.
Just checking, I'm about to do a poo. Is anybody watching?
Just like you said, a smoke signal, but instead it's a brown colour. Just like, no one turn in this direction.
Wow.
All right, weird news number two for you. Minions, cinema bans teens in suits over hashtag gentle minions trend. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, so there's this trend going nuts on TikTok at the moment. It's hashtag gentle minions. I actually haven't seen Minions, so I don't know where the suits come from. But basically, all of these teenage and young 20s boys are getting dressed up in suits and going to the cinemas in big groups of people. I've seen them, and I was like, that's actually really cute. Like, it must be something that's related to Minions, but I wouldn't know because I haven't seen the film. They've banned it. So this particular cinema.
Oh, that's annoying.
I know, right? When I read this, I was like, just let them enjoy it. Yeah. Or they do. They did make a couple of good points, though. The Regal Cinema in Wadebridge, Cornwall, said that they would no longer admit unaccompanied children wearing suits because they've lost heaps of money in having to refund other people's tickets. Apparently, they've been cheering, clapping, and whooping while rising to their feet during the film.
That would be annoying.
Yeah, but like, also just let them have their fun. Like, I actually think that would add to my cinema experience.
No.
You don't think?
No, actually put yourself in that situation. I don't want to – they sound like having a great time, right? But if you – I don't care about this movie at all. But if it was a movie that you really wanted to go and see, right?
Well, I think it's because kids can go.
And then all of a sudden they're hoo-haring, having a great time. And you're sitting there and you're like
– I think you sound like a Karen.
Just let them have their fun.
No,
I want to be a Karen right now. If someone if someone's making a lot of noise in a cinema and I'm trying to watch, I'm just bringing it back to any old movie right now. Not the kids movie. Mm. Like if I was watching the Elvis biopic, right? And then someone was like doing the whole thank you very much the entire time that I was watching the thing, I'd be like, can you shut up, mate? Like, I get it. That's what he said.
Yeah, but I reckon that if I, you know, I went and saw Maverick. Top Gun.
And everyone's like, highway to
the if people were singing, actually, you're right. You know what? I've changed my tune. You're right. You are right.
Like, they can be as passionate about the movie as they like, but it's like, the speakers will do the work.
Oh, fuck, we're getting old. We're whinging about teenagers going and having fun at the cinemas. Okay. On to our next weird news story. The hotel room in Ibiza, which you can stay in for free, but everyone can see you. Would you stay in it? This is a real hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint the picture.
So, but can
glass box.
Yeah.
Picture Big Brother. Pretty much like that, except for cameras. It's real people viewing from their standpoint. And it's in the hotel lobby. See-through walls, glass walls everywhere, glass everything. Bathroom, bedroom.
Ooh. Yeah, okay.
Would you say
the bedroom, I don't care, because you just don't sleep. Like, you don't have sex on the night that you stay there. Great. No, that's easy. But the whole toilet part of it would be a bit weird. In the shower. Yeah, that's probably getting a bit strange.
Yeah.
Especially as people are checking in or checking out.
Interesting. Okay, let's say you're
thinking about it though. Okay, righto.
What I mean more so that I would be interested
in. It's free. You're thinking about the free factor, right? You're like, okay, it is free though.
Girls got to eat, right?
I could spend more money on alcohol.
Well, it's more so that if I was another guest of the hotel, would I watch it? And the answer's probably yes. I would probably like meander around the lobby for a little longer than necessary because I'd be intrigued by like what was going on, right? It's a real life in time Big Brother.
Fuck, I laugh. Okay, so I'm just picturing like this scene, right, where there's this hotel lobby, right, and there's this couple in this glass box of a room, right, and they're just sitting there like going, how good is this, hun? We just got a free night.
Got to stay in Ibiza. It's pretty expensive part of the world.
And then there's you just looking through going – are you guys going to do anything? I'm sitting
tapping on the glass.
You guys like, going to fuck each other or what? Like I'm standing here waiting for something to happen.
It's like when you used to go to the zoo, because I wouldn't go to a zoo anymore. But and you would tap on the cage if the animals were sleeping, like an asshole, being like, "Oi,
do something!
Paid my money. Do something, you polar bear." I feel terrible about that. Oh.
But you totally do it. I love it.
But I would not.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm not going to those places
2020,
anymore.
Not Keisha 2022.
More like 2015. But the world's changed. The world's changed.
I feel like you can't just put that disclaimer in at the end after you say a big statement like you would watch.
I would watch people that had consented to it. It's different to not, like the animals at the zoo didn't sign up. They didn't sign the waivers. They weren't like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can make money off of me being in a box. I'm not for it.
Steve Owen. I was so confused by your opinion.
Steve Owen Zoo is an exception.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, no, I'm not about the caving. Okay. Yeah,
but you did say before that you would watch.
I'd watch the people because they've agreed to it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't watch the
That's still kind of.
I wouldn't go to the zoo anymore.
I'm still trying to comprehend that. No, you guys said yes to this, so fucking do something in there, all right? Like, you didn't pay them for fuck's sake.
They got to earn their keep.
They didn't. You know,
they got a free
night. You don't own the hotel.
But
you just have turning up as another patron there and then going, oh, there's a glass box with some people and I'll go stand next to it for a bit. Oh, they're not doing anything. Fuck you guys. Do something. You're getting a free night here.
Well, I mean, I think that if you were paying for your hotel room, that would, you know,
oh, so you're jealous. It's jealousy, right? So you're sitting there going, well, I'm paying for my room, so you fucking better do something. Put on a show. Hurry up.
Oh my gosh.
Would you leave a tip at least?
All right, I'm moving on to the next one. The world's funniest joke has been revealed by scientific experts. You want to know what it is?
Yes, please.
First, I'll tell you how they got to it. So it was a study that was conducted over 20 years. This guy, psychologist, he's got a doctorate, so he knows his stuff.
Mm.
He apparently invited 1.5 million people across the world to rate five randomly selected jokes over a database of 40,000. And here's the one that came out as the funniest. Two hunters are out in the woods when one of them collapses. He doesn't seem to be breathing and his eyes are glazed. The other guy whips out his phone and calls the emergency services. He gasps, "My friend is dead. What can I do?" The operator says, "Calm down. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead." There is a silence and then a shot is heard. Back on the phone, the guy says, "Okay, now what?"
I mean, yeah, it's funny.
It's like,
it's funny.
But it's not. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Oh, like, I'm not laughing forever. Dr. Eva style, where the laugh has to like wean its way out to the point where I'm like,
yeah, like I breathed air out of my nose and went, Not that funny.
But this is the thing. If you told me that joke without telling me it's the funniest joke,
yeah,
maybe I would have given it. But I'm judging pretty hard as it's going along. You know, like I'm looking at it going, come on. You know what I mean?
Well, what this makes me question is, what were the other 39,999 jokes? If that was the best.
Can I be honest with you? I hate when people tell me jokes. Like, you know when there's old, it's usually older people at a party, right, that'll be like, I've got a joke for you. Especially if you told them that you did radio or something like that. Well, I've got a funny joke.
It's like everyone you meet in a bar, they're like, oh, I could be on a podcast. I'm so funny.
And so, I'm sure you could be. Yeah, you should be. Yeah. And the thing is, though, when they're telling you the joke in person, I get stressed, right? Because I'm worried that I'm going to laugh at the wrong part of the punchline because either I've tuned out during the joke and I've got to find where the punchline part is and I've just got to go, ha, 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 ha.
We have different stresses because I worry that I'm not going to get it.
Well, yeah, and I'm worried about that too. I'm stressed that I'm not going to get their joke. I'm going to offend them for not understanding the joke. I don't give – like, who does jokes? I don't know. Jokes are not a thing to do.
Unless you're a comedian.
Don't do them.
But like on stage performing, that's the only time.
Like when you were telling that joke then, I was thinking, fuck, where's the part where I laugh? I've got to get that part right. That's all I want to do.
All right, so we're not classifying it as the funniest joke we've ever had.
No, it's not.
The last weird news of the week for you, this one. Actually, you know what? I reckon this one's a funnier joke. BMW reminds drivers to use their car's indicators. So have you heard about the, let's say the stereotype that exists with BMW drivers and the fact that they don't use their indicators? Have you ever been like pulled out on by someone who's driving a BMW?
Okay. I, to be honest, I wouldn't have noticed. I would not. Like if there's a bad driver, I'm just always just like, I'm filled with rage and I move on.
Okay. Well, BMW drivers have a bit of a reputation for let's put this in air bunnies, lazy with using their indicators.
Is that because they think they don't need to?
Potentially. Think a little bit like ruling the roost kind of situation.
Because you're rich.
Okay, so not only have BMW in North America acknowledged the fact that this reputation of their drivers exists, they've kind of made a joke about it and they've tweeted to their 650,000 followers, use your blinkers.
That's funny. I like when a company does stuff like that. Like,
and they're like, look, we kind of acknowledge it.
They're sick of like getting the complaints. Yep. Like your people can't do this. And so they've just gone, you know, fuck this. We're going to do a blanket. Guys.
Yeah. Do you know what I saw an example of was Menulog. When I was watching State of Origin last week, Menulog put up a video of Dell, Wendell Saylor, who I used to work with. I'm friends with Dell. He's an absolute fucking character.
Yeah.
And he does these Menulog ads. And you are like, for a lot of them, there have been things of him like in the bath or whatever. They put up a message and they said, we heard that we overcooked the Origin ads last time. Apparently it was this Katy Perry ad that was really annoying and they were just pumping it every ad break and people must have gotten up in arms about it. They said, apparently we overcooked the ads during Origin last time. So please enjoy 30 seconds of Wendell Saylor reading. And so I'm seeing on this big screen at the pub, Dell just flipping pages of a book, pretending that he's reading for 30 seconds. That was the entire menu logo.
It's clever. It was brilliant.
So funny.
I love stuff like that. And also, we need to start a drinking game on this podcast for every time that Keisha drops a name. I mean, I love it.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you for making it this far. As we do speak about a lot, look, we're independent podcasters and we have just started. And so something, if you do enjoy it, that we would really, really appreciate. We're not going to get down on our hands and knees and beg.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. If you could.
I don't know where to look here, like when you're saying that. Like,
if you could, please, sir, share it with
what
a friend.
Is that? And what is happening here? No, seriously. I know that you want to edit this out. This is definitely staying in. What you're trying to say, Keisha, is please subscribe to the podcast. Yes. That's basically all she's trying to say, but she's now done a language and also got real sexual.
Yeah, I don't know if we can do accents anymore. Like in 2022, do you get cancelled for that stuff?
I'm
not sure.
Well, I don't know what accent it was, mate. You can't get cancelled for an accent that doesn't actually exist.
Anyway, hit follow if you're listening on Spotify. Hit subscribe if you're on Apple Pods. And I don't know what the other versions are, but whatever you're listening to it
on. Stitcher.
If you could, Stitches. So that it drops into your feed
when
we upload an episode, that would be super grateful. And
thank
share
you so
it with
much,
friends.
Guys.
Thanks, legends.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.